Minister Prince is encouraging Vincentians to not behave as if the COVID-19 pandemic is over. He said he has been advised by the acting chief medical officer that COVID-19 cases are still being recorded locally.
As you know, we are not out of the woods yet with respect to the COVID-19 situation. I think it bears mentioning at this time because you were able to help us in that regard. And the Ministry of Health is continuing to monitor this particular scourge on our population. There are some people who think that we've ended, but we have not. We are not out of the woods, as Dr. Duncan, who is here, will tell you. Dr. Duncan is our acting chief medical officer, and he has advised me that we are not yet out of the woods and that we shouldn't behave that way.
Minister of Health, Wellness and the Environment, St. Clair Prince. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 36,604. In St. Kitts and Nevis, the total number of COVID-19 related deaths since the onset of the pandemic is 46. Internationally, earlier this month, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, announced an emergency use authorization for the Novavax COVID-19 vaccine. Research shows Novavax to be 100% effective in preventing moderate to severe COVID-19. Novavax uses a traditional vaccine model used previously for influenza and shingles vaccines. Meanwhile, the impact of the COVID-19 vaccine on menstruation was not measured during any of the clinical trials, but now studies are looking into people's reports to see if there is a link. A recent study has linked the COVID-19 vaccine to heavier menstrual flow and unexpected vaginal bleeding in some individuals. Reports of changes to the menstrual cycle indicate they are temporary and short-lived. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 updates.